Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, it is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm chuckling because this is like inside the radio. The program is produced from various locations. I'm here at, actually this week I'm on my farm in Massachusetts. Kevin Casey is here, who's the second in charge at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is lost in some travel abyss someplace in the Atlantic Ocean. I think he fell off, didn't he, into the Atlantic Ocean? That's kind of the message that I got. So Kevin's here in his stead. And Victoria Jones is with us from the D.C. Radio Company with commentary on some of the big stories. And she has this propensity, even though she's a fabulously professional broadcaster, to cough and sneeze into the microphone just before we get started. What do you mean, what? Come on. All right, now with that inauspicious beginning, let's get to the real reason we're here, to talk about the stories and the people according to the work, the charts that have been published at Talkers.com this week for the week of January 6th to the 10th. And to do that, Kevin Casey will bring us through, starting with the story list. Kevin, nice to have you here.
All right, top story. Thank you, Doug. Top stories discussed on News Talk Radio this week. At number 10, stock market activity, the economy, and U.S.-China relations, all tied at number 10. Got a bunch of ties this week, by the way. At number 9, the Hunter Biden scandal, tied with the Carlos Ghosn escape and the royal family turmoil. At number 8, immigration reform, health care reform, and gun control, all topics that have pretty much kept up and running by the 2020 presidential race. At number 7, fake draft texts and cyber scams and security. At number 6, the Ukraine Airlines crash and Puerto Rico earthquake, tied at 6. Number 5, the Harvey Weinstein trial and the related Me Too movement. At number 4, the Australian fires and the related topic of climate change. At number 3, the presidential race and the Golden Globes speeches. And then at number 2, the impeachment. And at number 1, a new number 1 this week, the Iran crisis.
Yep, that'll go away fast because the crisis is over since they blew up that plane and they're hiding under their desks. There's still something to worry about, but I think they're going to take care of themselves. Let's have a conversation about that in a few moments. First, though, if you wouldn't mind, Kevin, going to the people list so we have our hands, our brains wrapped around that.
All right, the top 10 people discussed on a News Talk Radio this week. At number 10, Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan. At number 9, Hunter Biden, tied with Carlos Ghosn. At number 8, Harvey Weinstein. Number 7, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. At number 6, Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg. At number 5, Michael Bloomberg. At number 4 this week, Mitch McConnell. Number 3, Nancy Pelosi. A tie at number 2, Qasem Soleimani and Ayatollah Khamenei. And at number 1, Donald J. Trump.
All right, so there are no surprises there. Let's, if we can, let's go, well, I don't know if there is a surprise. Number 10, Prince Harry and the Duchess. I think that because Victoria has such deep roots in England, a lot of people turn to her when it comes to these sorts of stories that have to do with the island nation and what goes on with the royal family. What are your thoughts, Victoria? What do you think is going on? They've gone back home. According to some reports, the Queen has said, come back. We have to straighten out what it is, because apparently the Queen didn't know what they were going to do. Nobody seems to know what they have done. And the immense attraction in terms of the news media, the focus on these people. Good God. So what's your read on it?
Well, apparently they were told not to make the announcement in a way that was
Who tells them that? Does the Queen Mother say, don't do that, or does she have somebody, one of her people?
The palace knew that they were thinking of making an announcement, and they were requested not to make the announcement.
Who does the request? So, who says to them, does Grandma say, don't do that, you'll embarrass us? Who says that? Who tells them not to do that?
They weren't asked to not make the announcement at all, but they were asked not to make the announcement.
But who does the asking?
Without consultation. I don't know who in the palace would have done that, but somebody in the palace did that. Now, they went ahead and did it, and they did it earlier than they were asked to do it. And the Queen and the royal family were very hurt and very, very gobsmacked that they have done this. And there is a little bit of gobsmackedness also in Britain, that even though they're saying that they're going to be going their own way, they're actually not going to be going to go their own way, actually, because they're not going to be financially independent, in fact, because they will be doing a couple of things. They are going to retain their home in Windsor, which was renovated at a cost of over $2.5 million to the British taxpayer. They're also maintaining their security detail paid for by the British taxpayer, and they're also keeping their income from Prince Charles's private estate at the moment. They are giving up a small slice of money that they get from the Queen that's a salary for doing their official duties. Now, what has happened over the last day is that the Queen has summoned them, and Prince Charles also has been involved in this, as has Prince William, in crisis meetings. The first meeting was yesterday, and there are more of them, and has directed all the household teams to work together at pace to find workable solutions, not in a matter of weeks, but in a matter of days, apparently. Meghan is actually in Canada, not in the United Kingdom now. She's with her son, Archie. So there is quite a backlash over this. What is likely to happen? What is going to be the outcome? We don't know. They've got a lot of A-list friends. They've got a lot of connections to earn money. How they're going to do this, we don't know. Prince Harry has a lot of charities he's very interested in. So there are a number of ways they can make this work potentially. But the way they did it was very hurtful personally to the Queen and very disrespectful personally to the Queen. But it was the hurt, I think, to the sovereign, that has really shocked people. By Harry.
You know what shocks me, Kevin, is the amount of attention paid to the royals in America. I get it in Britain, but the amount of attention in Canada and basically around the world. You know, how many stories, if you can go back to the last year or two in Talker's history, have been focused on the royal family one way or another? Isn't it amazing?
It is. I think I've always been amazed by the fascination that any Americans would have with the royal family. I mean, the concept of royalty is something that's anathema to Americans, or at least should be. I mean, the idea that someone is better than someone else because of their bloodline, that's not what Americans in general believe. So, it's sort of baffling to me. I personally, no offense to anyone of, you know, British ancestry or whatever.
Here it is. Here it comes. Yep.
I find it absurd that in this day and age that people still, you know, even accept the concept of royalty. I mean, those people should have been tossed out on their bums years ago and, you know, get a job. But that's just me. You know,
that's the thing, Kevin. They do have jobs, and they work very hard at it. I would argue that Princess Anne works at least as hard as you.
Oh, there you go, Kevin. What do you think of that?
All right.
Well, you know what? I have to say also, because I know Kevin for so long, Kevin's usually pretty understated. And the fact that he said what he just did, I'm quite tickled by that. Thank you, Kevin. And keep it up.
Well, no, I mean, again, I'm not trying to, like, this isn't a hot take. I'm not trying to cause anything. I'm just kind of baffled by it. I mean, you know, they have parliament. What do they need the royalty for? I mean, I understand they run some charities and they kind of represent the nation in many respects. But would you really need that if you have politicians?
Well, that's the point, and that's the difference. I'm not making an argument one way or the other because I'm an American. That's the difference. We have a president who is the head of state. And is one branch of government. The reason that Parliament works is because the Prime Minister is not the head of state. The head of state is the Queen, and the two are separated. That is the difference. The separation works for them.
Right. Yeah, the issue is, and I get that, I understand, you're right, and I know that. I think a lot of Americans...
Oh, come on, Kevin, don't cave to her. Come on.
But, No,
you know, I get it. The only issue is you know, the president in a lot of countries where that have presidents is elected. The queen's not. She's queen until she dies, and then then there's Charles, and then there's all these. You might not want these jokers. I mean, you know, what if you like the queen, but what if you think, well, Prince Charles, I don't like him. You have no choice. He's your king.
Yeah,
but he doesn't have political power.
But yeah,
I would argue that when he becomes
king, he will be head of state.
Yeah, I think they do have political power. All right, good. We continue on here. Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine is here. Talkers.com has the list every week of the stories and the people. You also find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television there. It's 18 past the hour.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking it for 5 years, and I have not been sick once. You know, I mean, I tell people all the time, I went to Texas 3 years ago with my wife and my son. We were all in the same hotel room. I was sleeping in the middle of them. They were both so sick, hacking away. My daughter called from Jersey. She was sick. She threw up. I never got sick, so nobody can tell me these things don't work. I mean, I'm thrilled with it. I really am. I just don't get sick. I don't even get colds anymore. It's amazing.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Hi, everyone. This is Kendra Wright. The new year is here, so how are you going to stick with that resolution to have a more active lifestyle? How about combining a little fun and fitness? The Ring Fit Adventure game for the Nintendo Switch system is just the thing for both gamers and non-gamers alike. It's a new type of adventure game that lets players explore a fantastical world and conquer enemies using your body's real-life movement and exercises. It comes with wearable accessories that respond to the player's real-life movements, allowing the game to turn them into in-game movements. It's a fun way to get active. This is a true adventure game designed to keep players coming back day after day as they level up their character, unlock new in-game fit skills, and get more active. What could be better than giving yourself or loved one the gift of fun that's also part of a healthy lifestyle? You can even create formal, customizable workout routines. Ring Fit Adventure retails for a suggested retail price of $79.99. It's a great way to start the year off right. Game and system sold separately, game rated everyone, 10 and up.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in a Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2/3/20. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's move on into the deeper core of the charts. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, with Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine, filling in for Michael Harrison this week. And Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company to discuss these issues and the people who are a focus here. I want to spend a moment or two on number nine on the people list, Kevin and Victoria, the Hunter Biden focus, which to me at this point is much ado about nothing. What am I missing here? Is this something that is, it's on the list, so obviously people are talking about it, but from what position? A position of strength and knowledge, or is just another guy you can take a shot at? What do you think, Kevin?
Well, certainly for Republicans, he's another guy you can take a shot at, but a judge ruled earlier this week that Hunter Biden is the father of a child that he had with a stripper, a woman who worked at a strip club in D.C., which he frequented. So anytime you frequent a strip club in Washington, D.C., and then you impregnate one of the dancers, it's one of those things that kind of, you know, as far as your image is concerned, isn't so great.
I guess I can absorb that and take it for what it's worth. Victoria, any comments, or should we keep moving?
Going.
All right, let's keep moving. Well, I mean, can we say number eight is Harvey Weinstein? He seems to, and I think you almost couple that, Kevin, with a late in the week story from the Bill Cosby camp that he's working this past week. He's been in court, or his lawyer's been in court, to try to overturn the conviction again. So you look at these two guys. What gives me, I don't know, a cause to chuckle a bit, or to think you arrogant SOB. He's got the hubris to be on his damn phone in court. Who the hell has got enough balsam to do that? Who's got any sense? I mean, is this guy so far removed from reality that he thinks, hey, it's Harvey Weinstein, I can be on the phone in court?
I could not tell you what goes through the mind of Harvey Weinstein. Not that I would wish to know.
The judges
let him know in unequivocal terms about what it means to be held in contempt and where you get sent when you are held in contempt.
All right. See you later, alligator. Go ahead.
May I say one quick thing on this? He came into court and he had two phones confiscated. Because He did. And then it turned out he had two more. Who has four phones? And the judge caught him on the other two. Who has four phones going into court?
How many phones do you have, Victoria?
Well, I have two phones, but I don't go into court when I've been told I have no phone.
Kevin, how many phones have you got?
I've got one phone.
One phone. Okay. I have two, and I have landlines. But I leave mine. I won't take my iPhone. It's a good survey here. I won't take my iPhone into a restaurant, any public place, anytime I'm having a meeting. I never have my iPhone. And when I'm making calls out, I use my old flip phone. So, Kevin, where do you have your iPhone with you all the time? Do you take it into restaurants? And I'm not trying to...
I always keep the ringer off. I keep all the sound off all the time, so it never beeps or rings.
Yeah. All right, how about you, Victoria?
I would never have the ringer on in a restaurant.
I think it's so rude. My God. But having them in, this is everywhere you go. For me, it's like smoking. When somebody lights up right in front of you and they blow the smoke in your face. People who are...
Hasn't happened to anyone since the 1990s, Doug. Where do you hang out?
No, I was walking down, I was on Ventura Boulevard a couple of days. When was it? Monday of this week. A guy right in front of me lights up a cigarette and blows the smoke right in my face.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll keep going here because there's a lot of things. I want to get into the politics, the people who are running for president, those who would be king, if you will, as we continue our focus on the charts from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
At a news conference, the Trump administration announced a new round of economic sanctions against Iran in response to the regime's missile attacks on Iraqi military bases hosting U.S. and coalition forces. The sanctions were announced by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin.
Today's sanctions are part of our commitment to stop the Iranian regime's global terrorist activities. The President has been very clear. We will continue to apply economic sanctions until Iran stops its terrorist activities and commit that it will never have nuclear weapons.
Trump, in a statement delivered after Mnuchin and Pompeo spoke, said the sanctions will have a major impact on the Iranian economy and they will remain until the Iranian regime changes its behavior. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
when I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The hour now, we're involved halfway through. As a matter of fact, this week's overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen along with Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine, who's gone through the stories and the people were asking anecdotally for thoughts on some of these things and what they've heard discussed. They being the people that Talkers, Kevin listens to a lot of talk radio programs. And Victoria Jones is here, excuse me, from the DC Radio Company, responsible for lots of content on lots of News Talk Radio programs and stations around the country. So I said we ought to talk about the players in the presidential race. It's number 3 this week on the story list, and the members of this group occupy 3 or 4 slots here on the people list, from Michael Bloomberg to Joe Biden to Mayor Pete, who's not the mayor anymore, to Bernie Sanders. Of that list, 4 of them are on their way up, and 1 of them is on their way down. Anybody want to guess as to who's on her way down? Excuse me, I guess that gives it away.
Well, I think you gave it away with Elizabeth.
So, Kevin, you live in Massachusetts. What have you thought of Elizabeth Warren as a senator?
That's a great question. I don't follow Massachusetts politics intensely. Elizabeth Warren is, if we're talking about personal political philosophies, there isn't really a politician in Massachusetts or the United States, frankly, that seems to have the interests that I have at heart.
You and me, we're going to start our own country. Let's you and me start our own country.
Yes, we'll call it Dougland.
It could be Kev Dougland. Kev Dougland.
I think it's what's fascinating this week is that over the past 10 days that Michael Bloomberg has gone up so much in the polls.
Yep. He knows what's going on. He knows how to figure it out.
I find that interesting, that the late entry that it says something, I think, about how much the Democrats who are polled in these sorts of things, what love they have or don't have for Joe, Pete, Bernie, and Elizabeth.
You know what else it says, Kevin? It says that this guy who has developed an amazing system, an algorithm that pretty much is almost at the top, the apex of artificial intelligence when it comes to understanding the markets. Money, money matters, all of the things that make the country run and business run. He's made his Bloomberg tool indispensable and thus has made billions of dollars, not by being a dummy, but by being the smartest guy in the block. And actually, in my experience with him, I found him to be not only very smart, but a very nice human being. I liked his adroitness, his adeptness at listening to people who are around him, whether it's people that work for him. People that work for him love him. People in New York, for the most part, love him. And so does that translate to a national stage? I don't think with the algorithm, with his ability to figure out things, he would not have gotten into this had he not thought he was going to win. And he figured out, I'm thinking he's figured out every angle and pretty much has got it on a poster, on a bulletin board someplace. Okay, here's how I win. What do you think?
Well, I mean, that's interesting. At least right now, it appears that Americans, to at least a large extent, much seem to prefer characters in the news. And obviously, you know, President Trump is quite the character.
Right.
Michael Bloomberg is not a guy that I would describe as a character. Joe Biden's a bit of a character. Bernie Sanders is a bit of a character in his own right. I'm not sure about Elizabeth Warren.
She has no character, and she's not a character. Yeah, she's,
no, and Pete's his own kind of character, but he's still pretty young. His future, we'll see what the future holds for him. But do people want a guy who really seems to be a down-to-business, take-care-of-business, I'm not goofing around, I'm not throwing sound bites out there kind of guy like Bloomberg, or do they want a reality show contestant like Donald Trump?
Do you think that...
And I don't know the answer. I'm just saying that's what it seems to be.
I think he's taken that into account, too, and maybe the country's a little tired of the reality show. Victoria, you read into this. You're in the nation's capital, and that's mostly your beat. What do people... I think that folks there, if Bloomberg became president, would be a little antsy. I would... for a good reason as far as the population is concerned, but I think he really could drain the swamp.
I think he could, as much as anybody can.
The
swamp is pretty much entrenched. I think he could. I think he's pursuing a really interesting route by not doing the debates. I think that's very interesting because that, you know, he's choosing not to raise money because he has his own money. He said that he thinks it would be, you know, pretty gross, those are my words, to raise money when he's got his own money. So I think that's fascinating. I think it's also interesting that Tom Steyer has qualified for the next debate. Yeah. And that's going to be an interesting mix.
It sure is. You know, Kevin, I always spend some time with Michael talking about the involvement the Talkers has as the overseer of the medium of the talk radio, news talk radio business. And I know this week the announcement was made of the Talkers 2020 conference in New York in June.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought maybe you might want to spend a moment or two talking about what will be the approach this year. As, you know, because, again, people who listen to this program are really followers of fashion, and they'll be interested to know what will happen when a bunch of us get together in New York to talk about the issues or to figure out how to move ahead in the next year of the news talk radio world. So what's the focus?
Well, the theme is the rise of the media station, and this is something our publisher, Michael Harrison, has been talking about since the Internet became a viable vehicle for distributing audio and that sort of stuff and becoming a player alongside of radio, and that is basically that people who are in the quote-unquote talk radio business are simply not people talking on radio stations. There are many more distribution channels that they can get content to listeners, podcast being huge and one of them, at least huge in number, not necessarily in kind of money made.
Right.
But, you know, being a media station means more than just talking on the radio to radio listeners. And that's something that this business has been trying to get its hands and, you know, for a while now, and it's really becoming important in the sense that there are buyers out there who are actually interested in podcasting and podcasts. Now, there are hundreds of thousands of podcasts, and most of them are lousy, but for people who do good ones, there's a market for it. Young people like podcasts, and that youth plus, you know, listenership equals money, and that's what the radio industry is looking at.
I don't understand how people have the time. Victoria, do you listen to any podcasts or do a number of them or any? What do you listen to? What do you listen to?
Well, my tastes are a little eclectic. I listen to a podcast called Tail Enders, which is about cricket. I listen to The History Hit, which is about British history. And I listen to one called Men in Blazers, which is about the Premier League.
Yeah, this is to listen to Victoria's answer. It tells you that there are, you could never go on the radio and talk about any of those topics and have a large number of people care to listen to it live at a specific time. You know, you got to be here at 9 o'clock to listen to the show, and have any great deal of success with it. It is these niche interests that people say, "Oh, I'm going to listen to this when I want to." My podcast, I tend to listen to my podcasts about my favorite sports team, which would never be heard, at least here where I live in Massachusetts, and even in the town where the team exists, you'd have to wonder just how much interest there would be in having to have appointment listening to listen to something live like that.
I was looking at an ad in Talkers from a guy named Robbie Stevens, and his headline is, I don't do podcasts.
Right, so, promoting his podcast.
Yeah, right, there you go.
Yeah.
And but I think there isn't one of these people that we've talked about so far that's making any money doing a podcast. I think that's...
Men in Blazers is making a lot of money. They are hugely popular in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, so I stand corrected on one of my juxtaposed comments. 44 past...
The truth is there are a handful of people making a lot of money in podcast.
Yeah, right. And they're all big names... that are doing it as an adjunct. They're promoting their podcasts on the radio for the most part, the ones that are successful.
They are mostly people who were stars before they were podcasters.
Yes, there you go. And they've got a following, huge following on social media, so they can promote what it is they're talking about, which is, I think that's a necessary ingredient. I plug my podcasts all the time on the various programs I do because I think, I don't make any money with it, but I think it's a service that you kind of got to offer. Make it available so people can find it. Matter of fact, you can find an overview or a podcast of this program pretty much in its entirety at talkradiocountdownshow.com. Here's something that you need to give a little bit of concentrated attention to, especially if you've gained a couple pounds, maybe you've gained 10 pounds, maybe you've gained 20 pounds since Thanksgiving. And the hits just keep on coming because Valentine's Day, believe it or not, can't escape these holidays where everybody is eating. I want some dark chocolate, please. Well, it's about a month away. So if you have got on the bandwagon, you're trying to lose some weight, and then you're looking at the calendar and say, oh, I'm going to get some good chocolate, See's candy, get me some of that for Valentine's Day, you'll go back up again unless you're in a controlled situation created by your attention to detail at Calitrin.com or Facebook.com/Calitrin, where you can see the success stories. For 20-some-odd years, people have been taking this natural, drug-free, stimulant-free product. That's all you have to do. Take 4 capsules at night before you go to bed and let that product do the work. Help yourself to success. Get the deal through the weekend. 3 you pay for, 3 months you don't. So you get 6 months supply for the cost of 3, plus free shipping if you use the code DJV at Calitrin.com. On the people side of things, Talkers every week comes up with a list of the people that have most been in focus in conversation. So we start at number 10, and it's no surprise that it's the Prince and Duchess, Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan. What's going on? They came to Canada. They're going to move around, maybe buy a house in America. Number 9, Hunter Biden. Harvey Weinstein, speaking of disrepute, is the number 8 most talked about person. The people that would be president and occupy the slots from 7, 6, and 5, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, Michael Bloomberg, etc. Number 4 on the list is Mitch McConnell, dealing with the impeachment and how to do that. Nancy Pelosi, also the focus on her is from the impeachment point of view, as number 3. The leader, the Ayatollah, number two in Iran, and Donald Trump becomes number one once again. On this week's overview, that's the list of the hot people. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's R-A-N-K to 79645.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% B2C. This discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Overview of the top stories this week from the folks at Talkers Magazine, just for your reference so you have the list in its entirety. From number 10 to number 1 at 10, the economy in the United States, stock market holding steady. Number 9, the Hunter Biden scandal and who he impregnated. Number 8, immigration reform, kind of sputtering, I think, at the moment. Number 7, really important story for a lot of different reasons, those fake draft texts that came out, all kinds of scams, and how secure is your even your texting web. Number 6, the crash of that Boeing 737 for Ukrainian Airlines. Number 5 on the list is the trial of Harvey Weinstein. Number 4, the fires in Australia. Number 3, the presidential race. Impeachment's number 2, and as I mentioned a moment ago, lots of different angles on the Iranian situation. So that's why it's number 1 this week on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so here we go with the final couple of moments. Kevin Casey here from Talkers Magazine, Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. One of the things we haven't focused on is the situation in Iran, the shooting down, the aftermath. Last week we were all talking about Soleimani, and the people on the left thought that George Bush, Donald Trump was a baddie, or the worst of the baddies, because he incited them. And I mean, this guy was a bad guy, and Trump did the right thing, in my book anyway. So now this week, the Iranians shoot down a Boeing 737, a Ukrainian jet, kill 187 people, and now they sort of say, whoops. I think the country is going to fall apart because of this, if the people really know what's going on. What do you think, Kevin? Am I right?
Oh, boy. You're asking me to be an expert on Iranian Middle Eastern politics, and I have to confess that I am not. I don't know what they're going to do in Iran. I think that, you know, it certainly doesn't look good. It appears they probably accidentally shot down this plane. And there are going to be a lot of, you know, people from other countries whose relatives perished on this who will want to know how it could happen.
All right. Well, there you go. All right, Victoria, you got the last word here.
I think it's very disturbing, and I think we still have to wait and see what kind of response we might get from Iran, possibly on the cyber level.
Yeah. What, you think they'll take another shot even after this?
I don't know, but we need to be very alert.
Yeah. All right, well, there it is. An overview from two experts, Kevin Casey at Talkers Magazine with the charts for the week of January 6th to the 10th. Victoria Jones, aptly here from the D.C. Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen.
Sahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Sahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Sahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
As we continue on the countdown, Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here. J.J. because he's twice as good as the single J, so he might as well have two J's there. Professor at Bentley University, leading law expert and practitioner, and also has a website called Scamicide.com, written a number of books about identity theft. He's the man, as they say. But I usually like, although the last couple of weeks we've sort of gotten off on scams and haven't spent a lot of time talking about legal ramifications of some of the stories, which is one of the reasons that people like to listen to you here. So let's talk about, let's do the dirt first. Harvey Weinstein and his phones in court. What happens in a normal circumstance? If you were in court and you're representing somebody and your phone goes off, what's the judge do to you?
Gives you a nasty look and tells you to put that phone away. Here's the thing here is that Weinstein had been told and warned repeatedly not to use his phone. And he's on his phone just totally in the face of the judge's message. So the judge, with a bit of hyperbole, asked him, is this really the way you want to end up in jail for the rest of your life because you're by texting and violating the court order? So now his lawyers jump on this and say, we want the judge to recuse himself. He's showing that he is biased and he can't get a fair trial. The judge basically said, that ain't happening. And they can't appeal that order now. When, not if, when Weinstein is convicted, they'll probably use this as part of the appeal, and it'll get thrown out at that point in time. The big thing is, now they're in this pre-screening phase of the trial in which they've got to put together a jury. Not going to be the simplest thing in the world because they're going to want to get an unbiased jury, and it's going to be pretty hard to do. Yeah. But ultimately they will, and the trial will go on. But it certainly won't be happening fast as far as before we actually start hearing some testimony.
All right. In league with that, Bill Cosby goes back into court this week once again to try to get his case overturned. On what grounds?
You know, at this point, he's going to argue that there was prejudice on the part of the people involved. He'll try and find some kind of little flaws that he can try and argue, but you know, there's nothing there. And you know, ultimately, the last thing that defendants do in these cases is they then sue their lawyer and appeal on that base, saying that they didn't have adequate representation. Mm-hmm. I do want to go back just for a moment, though, to the Weinstein case, because there's one ruling that's already been made that's really, really unusual in this case, and that hasn't been reported enough. They will be having testimony by women who have who allege that he sexually assaulted them, even though these women are not part of this trial and their charges are beyond the statute of limitations, and it's really, really unusual. And the basis for this being allowed, the judge says, is it shows a pattern, and that by showing this pattern, it can show that indeed he continued that pattern against the people who are alleged to have been assaulted by him in that case.
Okay. Number six has to do with the Ukrainian airliner, the Boeing 737 that went down. The families of these people, what's their recourse? They can't sue Boeing because it wasn't Boeing's fault. Can they sue the airline? Can they sue how do they sue the airline? The airline, it wasn't any fault of theirs. It was the country that shot the plane up. So
yeah,
sue whom? Yeah.
It's fascinating because at the moment it appears that multiple intelligence services are indicating that it was Iran that erroneously, not intentionally, but erroneously took down the plane with a surface-to-air missile. And from what I'm seeing, there does seem to be significant evidence of that. If so, yes, they can bring an action in court and international courts against the country of Iran. Don't expect anything to happen very fast because the investigations on this will go on for at least a year before there's any definitive report.
The Ukrainians grabbed the black box, so nobody's going to be able to get at the black box.
I think that's helpful, but I don't think that the black box in this particular case is going to tell you a lot that's going to help the case.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.